Let us pick up from Perek Gimel of Erevin, Mishnah Hey. Mas Adam Eruv of Omer, but Ugoyim in Hamizrach, Eruvi the Mizrach, Minamayrov, Eruvi the Marav, and Bo Mikan, Umikan, the Mokum Sheerta Elach, Lobolo Kan, Velomikan, Arini, Kibene, Eri. The position of the first Tana in the Mishnah is that in certain cases we allow you to make two Erevin and make it conditionally. They say, if the Goyim come to the east, I want my Erev to be in the east. Right? In other words, you're not sure if you're going to be attacked. If the Goyim are going to come to the east, you want your Erev to be in the west to get away from them. If they come from the west, you want your Erev to be in the east, etc. Right? I can make a condition if they come in both places, and I have a choice. If they don't come at all, so I could say, Harini Kibnei Iri. Similarly, right, we say in the Mishnah, in Bal Chacham min Hamizrach, Eruvi Lamizrach, min Hamayriv, Eruvi Lamayriv, Balakan Lakan, the Makam Sheeretz Eilach, Lolakan, Velolakan, Harini, Kivnei Iri. The same type of idea with the Chacham, right? Unlike the Gayim, where you're trying to get away from them, by the Chacham, you're actually trying to go towards him. So if the Chacham comes to the east, you want Yerv to be in the east, the west, etc. Basically, the Tana of our Mishnah is saying that we assume Breira, that we assume that a contingent act can be retroactively defined. That's, I think, the term that Rabbi Bleich uses to define Breira in English. The idea is that if X happens, so then I want that Igloi Moselam Afreya, I want that what emerges that I was always supposed to go to the direction to the east because the Chacham came to the east, etc. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mahaya Echa Mehen Rabo, Helech to Rabo, Mehoy Shneim Rabo, Sev, Makam Shir to Yelech. Rabbi Yehuda adds another wrinkle. He basically says that when I speak about the Chacham coming, so if only one of those Chacham who comes is my Rebbe, so of course, Min Hastam, my Das was I should go to where my Rebbe is. The Chachomim say that no, even if one of them is your Rebbe, still you have a choice, right? You said in the Mishnah, if the Chacham comes in both directions, you want to choose, right? Even if one of them is your primary Rebbe, still it's your choice. You could decide where you want to go, because sometimes a person might want to greet his friend, to greet a young Talmud Chacham who's his contemporary, rather than greeting his own Rebbe. That's the position of the Chachamim. Perek Gimel of Erevin Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov Asamach LeShabbos B'Mufaneha B'Me'achareha Ma'arevan Mishnei Eruvin V'Omer Eruvi Harishon LeMizrach V'Hashen LeMayrav Harishon LeMayrav Hasheni LeMizrach Eruvi Harishon V'Hasheni Kivnei Iri Eruvi Hasheni V'Harishon Kivnei Iri. Rabbi Eliezer basically says when you have Yom Tov that is next to Shabbos, let's say that Yom Tov is on Friday and then there's going to be Shabbos, so Rabbi Eliezer says that we treat it like two different Kedushos. And as two different Kedushos, therefore I can make two different Erevin. I could say that the first day my Erev is going to be the East, second day the West. Right? Or any other permutation. V'chachamim omrim, v'chachamim disagree. Chachamim say that ma'arev the ruach achas, o eino ma'arev kol ikar. Ma'arev l'shnei yomim, o eino ma'arev kol ikar. Chachamim say that, you know what? No, you have to go in one direction, or not at all. You can't split up just like in one day. You can't say half the day could go this way, half the day could go that way. Because Bein HaShemashah said the being is kovei everything. So also, when Yontu goes into Shabbos, according to Chachamim, they treat it like it's a Kedusha Achas. Or, more properly, they treat it if it's like it's a Suffolk, if it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. So therefore they say, you know what, you can only make one Erev for both days. However, because possibly it is considered Shtei Kedushos, so they only allow you to go in the direction of the Erev on the second day if the Erev was at the Bein HaShemashah, the beginning of the second day. The Chachamim effectively hold that it's a Suffolk, whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos, so therefore you can only go in the same direction on both days And we also require that the Erev is intact, that Bein HaShemash is the beginning of the day. Okay, to Yasin, the Mishnah says, what do you do? You leave there of day one, and then then you wait there, and you take the Erev, you take the food, and you go to where you want to go for the second day, and you take it home. Basheni, the second day, you're machshech, and then you eat it. In other words, because we have to make sure the Erev is there at the beginning of the second day, so the first night I take the Erev, I leave it there. And in order to make sure that the Erev will be there the second day, I take that Erev home, and I bring it back before Bein HaShemash to the second day. But it has to be in the same place. Nimza mistake v'halichos, or mistake v'eruvo. Necha barishon, eruvo l'rishon, v'en eruvo l'sheni. If they've gotten eaten the first day, so it's only a good Erev for day one, not for day two. Amir Rabbi Eliezer, modem atem li, shem shtei kedushos. The brother says, oh, well, one second. The fact that you require that the Erev should be extant at the beginning of the second day, that means that you're admitting that it's considered Shtei Kedushos. If it's considered Shtei Kedushos, Rabbi Eliezer contends, so should we have to make the Erev in two different directions? Day one to the east, day two to the west, etc. It happens that we follow Rabbi Eliezer, and we allow you to make the Erev in two different directions. Day one to the east, day two to the west.